Oh, it's the Poofcast.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm very excited about this week. Fabulous Adam Richard, Outrageous Scott Brennan, Punctual Toby Sullivan.
Facebook, it's free to sign up and meet up with other friends.
Stop reading your phone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Now, this is some of our favourite interrogations.
Ah, yeah.
Interrogation special. Our this would be great.
Celebrity interviews.
They get so excited, don't they? People come on and just go, well, I can say butt flaps.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it's surprising how many of them do say butt flaps.
I know.
Yeah, there are some filthy bitches out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Let them off the leash and man.
Wow. Oh, God, it's like they've never rimmed a stranger in a public toilet with their iPhone in before. Grow up, people. There's a world out there. What are you, Amish?
Well, they have. They just haven't told anyone.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to.
Talk poofy to me.
The gorgeous Michaela Banis currently appearing as the bitchy mole from high school in Winners and Losers.
Yes, yes. Got my tits out. I just call her Tits Fanny Turner instead of Tiffany Turner. But
Tits Fanny Turner. Now we are.
When I got this job, they said, so she's got, you know, fake hair, fake nails, fake tan, and fake boobs. And I'm like, you know that I am an A-cup. You understand? I'm the suggested actress in the country to play someone with fake tits. So many a chicken fillet went into my bra.
Oh,
that's right. I think they fixed it in post. They're just photoshopping Maria Venuti onto you.
But exactly. All of Maria Venuti.
All of actual Maria Venuti.
On her
chest. Yeah.
That's who she's going to be when she's older, let me tell you.
Right.
So, Michaela, we have decided to interrogate you.
We're a bit of interrogation, let me tell you.
We are going to prod and probe you like no one has ever done before.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
All right. Your first question while you're sitting under the hot light. Which is covered in a lovely silk scarf so you don't burn your eyes. Have you ever pashed a member of the same sex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Michaela, stop being coy. Tell us the truth.
I probably pashed lots of members of the cast. Not my current cast members, but on various shows that I've been on. We all pash each other. That's what happens behind the scenes.
Oh, you show folks.
Boys, whatever. We'll just take what we can get.
When you were doing Avenue Q, did you pash the puppets?
No, I tell you, we did a lot of the puppets did a lot of really revolting things backstage.
I bet.
But there was no puppet person action, really, but there was a lot of masturbation and anal shenanigans going on. I was flying everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, someone got their Grover out.
Yay!
I would love to see that, a spaffing puppet.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Fondle me, Elmo.
So not an issue. All the time. All the time. Whatever. Equal opportunity mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's an actress. She's got to learn her trade somewhere.
That's true.
It's the only way to pick up accents.
All right.
Next.
Have you ever been propositioned by a crack snacker?
No, but I have been propositioned by an oyster diver on several occasions.
Really?
Right.
I have been propositioned by a few fabulous lesbians in my time, some of which I would consider if I was interested in vagina, but...
apparently you love cock.
I love the cock.
Look, who can blame them? You're an attractive woman.
Yes.
Thanks. I can't believe I just said that. I love the cock. That's Dear Dad, please listen to Talking Puffy. I've had the odd proposition here and there, once from a very, very frightening lesbian, like really dykey leso in a fabulous gay bar in LA, in the toilets.
Oh, in the loo?
I vacated.
That's classy. So you're out here shaking the snake. You want to jump on the back of the ute?
Mate, I was like, no, look, if I'm going to go a leso, I'm not going to go a scary dykey one. Thanks, for the offer, I'm out of here. I need a cocktail. See ya.
Oh, wow. Cocktail.
Subliminal.
You can edit that bad joke out.
Did anyone have any particularly good pickup lines? Like, what's the approach?
No, it's normally...
Do you like seafood?
What's that smell? I don't really get asked out very often or have people hit on me very often, so I just take it all as a compliment, no matter if it's a bad pickup line or not, really.
Oh. See, glass half full.
Cue the violins, cue the violins.
Yeah. Oh, damn, lesbians love me.
Now, this is sometimes a difficult question, Michaela.
Yeah.
What is your drag name?
Oh, no, that's not a difficult question. My drag name's Inca Broadmeadows.
is there a story?
Well, no. It's the same as my porn name. I just figure I'll double up, really.
As many of them do, love. Yes. As many of them do.
See? It's just, you know, it's the old, you know, pick the name of your first pet in the street now. I just went with that option.
Inca?
And it's Inca Broadmeadows, which just speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Inca Broadmeadows sounds like sort of a Pippi Longstocking, sort of Heidi, sort of.
Yeah, I like to play it coy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Also, what? She's flat packed and you can self assemble.
Yeah. What was Inca?
Inca was, we had a black and white cat. So Inca was my pussy when I was a kid. We had Inca and Aztec, but that were our two little kittens when I was
Wow. Oh, that kind of Inca.
Oh, right.
I was thinking like a fabulous Swedish porn star.
Yeah, my name is Inca.
Inca Broadmeadows. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not Aztec Broadmeadows. That sounds like a bass player in a Brazilian metal band.
Yeah, that's why I would go with the Inca option. Really.
Yeah, that's better.
Or a really bad kind of design style.
Aztec Broadmeadows.
Yeah, kind of Aztec Broadmeadows. It's a bit Aztec Broadmeadows. Oh,
yes, it's the first corrugated terracotta in existence.
Oh, dear. Now, Michaela, which gay couple, real or imagined, do you wish had adopted you and raised you?
Well, look, in reality, if Portia and Ellen and were a bit older and could adopt me, that'd be fabulous, because one's pretty and one's funny, and that's always a good thing. Yeah.
I've never thought of Ellen as being that pretty. No.
But, you know, if I could make one up, Johnny Depp and George Clooney could be my dad.
Game on, Mole.
Oh. Yeah.
You don't want to get spit roasted factor. By your dads?
But how hot would they be passing each other?
Oh, God.
There you go. You see, I've just put the image in your mind. You're like,
if they were my parents, I would misbehave so much.
Oh, yeah.
I've been bad again, Daddy George.
Yeah. I've been bad again. Should I pull my pants down and get your belt?
But, you know, I think Portia and Ellen would be, they would be terrible parents, because Portia would be like a real disciplinarian. She would be stern.
Yes.
And you could just run to Ellen all the time and just go, Mama, Portia won't let me, but can I go to Time Zone on Saturday? Oh, sure.
There you go. And she's from Geelong.
My sneakers off. You don't get to wear my sneakers down to Time.
Yeah. Be a brilliant dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Oh.
Fabulous. I love it already.
It is heaven. All right. Now, you get to choose one gay to make disappear from the face of the earth forever.
Oh,
this is
one
gay
banished forever,
banished from the universe, never existed,
never happened. It never happened.
Who would that be?
Oh God, it'd have to be Justin Bieber. That little lezzo needs to be. That little bitch. Right off.
Do you know what I love about that answer? Is that it's hilarious and so right.
And so true. Who the fuck wants to see Justin Bieber anywhere ever again?
Oh,
I love the idea of you just casting your wand and all of a sudden, poof, there's just this like wig with little smoke coming out from the ground.
A little tuft of hair just left on the floor.
A fringe and some trainers.
My girlfriend. See you later, girl. Bye.
I was watching the Bieber CSI the other night.
Oh,
and it was so entertaining watching all the old character actors in scenes with him barely containing their rage. I did 4 years of Juilliard and 8 years in Rabbit.
God, yeah, he's got to go, that kid. Yeah. Oh.
Like if Bieber did a guest spot on Winners and Losers, you would find it difficult to act in a scene with him without punching him in the face, wouldn't
you? Well, the beautiful thing is that I play such a bitch, I think I could find a way to actually punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make it happen.
About it. Yeah, let's
a real cat fight.
Let's get Bieber in Winners and Losers now.
Let's get him in and then you can suffocate him with your boobs.
Be laugh. He'd probably love that, the little Lezo.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd get a big crack of whitey.
Yeah, he's got a total
white on.
That's right.
Oh, dear. Well, we are almost at the end of the interrogation. Now, this is our hardcore political question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm so not into politics, but I'll pretend I care. Yep.
All right. Now, we honour that Tony Abbott is confronted by the gay.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Who should he date to, you know, make him less confronted? Who should we send him out on a date with?
We should send him out on a date with that fuckwit Spider Everett, and they should just give each other a rim job and be done with it. You know?
Yeah.
Because he's equally as homophobic, so I reckon they both just need to give each other a good rogering and go, oh, that's what it's all about.
Well, maybe behind closed doors, they'd just be like, bring it on, kabam.
I've got a fabulous gay friend who's desperate to be Spider Everett's date to the Brownlow 1 year. I'd love to just turn up in a frock and just freak him right out.
I love the idea of a bit of phobe on phobe action.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I love a bit of phobe porn.
Phobe porn.
Yeah. Someone film it immediately.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And it would be hot. It'd be intense.
That yeah, it would be intense.
Intense.
Yes. And they'd love it.
And it'd be over really quickly as well.
It's like a really elaborate edition of like the, you know, the bait bus. I love it. You're a genius, Michaela.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. From time to time, I have moments. Genius. I think that's probably one of them. My mother would be so proud.
Your mother would be proud that you used the word Spider Everett, Tony Abbott, and rim job all in the same sentence.
I'm totally going to vote for you in the Senate this year. You are amazing. On that platform, I'll disappear Justin Bieber and force Tony Abbott and Everett to fuck each other.
To rim each other.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm queen of the fairies, so they wouldn't let me in there. They wouldn't.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Michaela Banner, star of Winners and Losers.
Thank you, beautiful boys. Nice to talk to you all.
Well, thank you.
It was spectacular. Oh, my God. My face hurts a little.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
It's time for top or bottom. Unfortunately, our regular bottom whisperer, Melinda Buddle, couldn't be here.
But we do have an auxiliary bottom whisperer.
We do. Because I really wanted to hear Melinda's take on this, because we've decided the top or bottom this week should be Russell and Todd from the Gruen transfer. Yes.
I would love to know.
So I thought, why don't we go to the meat in that sandwich? Will Anderson, the host of the Gruen transfer, how are you going, darling?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I like to think of myself less like a sort of a bottom whisperer. I'm more like a bottom diviner. You know, I kind of poke my coat hanger in the direction.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, it's a little like that. So that's the kind of approach I'm going to take to this. And I've been thinking about it quite a lot because our show quite often actually gets called the groin transfer.
Right.
I've often had that thought of what would happen if, you know, one night when the lights were low at the ABC, the lights go down, Tony Jones stops pedalling the bike that powers they can go outside for a smoke with Kerry O'Brien or something, and suddenly the lights are low and it's just Todd and Russell sitting there at the desk. I imagine it would start with some sort of disagreement.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It would be angry sex.
Yeah, it would be angry. Fucking is the best kind of fucking.
Yeah, I think so. And unlike the TV show, I'd prefer not to be in the middle.
Or like the human centipede. Ew.
I've had to have to think about this because, you know, Russell is what they refer to in the advertising industry as a silverback. Right?
Oh, right. That which was my nickname in high school.
Yeah, no. It's nice when that guy goes to an extra effort of putting glitter in his semen.
What does silverback mean?
Silverback, just basically, it's like, you know, one of the elder states people.
Oh, right. He's been there for so long, they just give him respect because he's
that
old.
That guy, that flake, is one of the elder statesmen.
It is advertising we're talking about.
Well, it's in fairness, we live in a world where Bob Catter is Prime Minister, so obviously anything fucking goes. Jesus.
Well, here's the thing. The question is, Tobes, of course, how do we get him from silverback to bareback?
Yeah.
I started to think about this a little, and I thought, well, Russell is a Melbourne Football Club fan. They got a lot of draft choices when they came last, so he knows the joys that can come from being at the bottom.
I'm sorry, we're all homosexuals. We have no idea what you just said.
I felt like using a football analogy, Dave. You really was going a bit.
I was quite amazed how you managed to draw that in, actually.
That was just like blah 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 shit pipe.
Yeah, that's all I heard.
But I've got to be honest with you, they're both sort of A-type personalities, you know, so that came into it at the end, and I was kind of like, I can just imagine Russell being the guy who, he likes to spread the joy of advertising to everybody, you know, Russell?
Yeah, he's quite evangelical, like
yeah,
that.
And yeah. I can imagine that him as a lover, so I'm thinking he is definitely a top, and like a quite a, you know, yeah, a real right. sort of, you know, doing it while yelling out advertising slogans that
yeah.
a little dirty.
Oh.
Like, I melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah.
You know? There's a glass and a half of full cream milk in that. Forget Gillette, I'm the best a man can get. You know, that sort of thing.
He's a lippy top.
Oh, wow.
He needs to stay out of the sauna in that case.
Yes.
Chatty
ones.
Yeah, he gets sponsorship involved, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
Jets, you know. Whereas Todd, he's your versatile guy. Like, you know, he could top if he wanted to be, but he's flexible. You know, he's happy to be at the bottom if you just take him shopping for some fancy new Gucci t-shirts and sign a petition he's putting together for some cause or hold the mirror while he gets his designer stubble just right. He's the ethical one. He helps start Earth Hour. He's used to the concept of you giving a little, even if it causes a little pain and discomfort, to help someone else out. And, you know,
so what you're
bottom,
saying is he's...
Bottom, as I'm going to call him.
He's a green bottom.
Yeah, he's a green bottom.
He's a recyclable green bottom. That's amazing.
Well, thank you for sorting that out
wow.
first of all. And you know what? I'm very excited because I feel like I'm in a comic book right now. We're having our crossover because you've got your own podcast called 30 Odd Foot of Pod.
That's right. And for anyone who listens to the two of them, it's quite hilarious because both podcasts predominantly have a bunch of people sitting around talking about gay sex.
Just like the old days of the comedy festival, Will.
Oh, thank you so much. Special guest, bottom diviner, Will Anderson.
Will Anderson, thanks, Will.
Thank you all.
By your inflection, I can tell that you think what you're saying is funny, but no.
Talk poofy to me.
Hello.
Hello, is that Tim Campbell?
It is.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
This is Adam and Scott and Toby.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Are you prepared to be interrogated?
Can I tell you right off the top, the funny thing is I'm at Anthony's grandparents' house at the moment.
Time to learn some new words.
Yeah.
He's got a radio interview. I said, Anthony, I can't stay in the house. It's going to get a bit blue. Because if you look around at the house, everything is Christian, everything.
Oh, my God.
I have about five copies of Jesus and three crosses looking at me right now.
Oh, my God. Your skin's going to start burning soon.
I mean, I knew I was going to hell with Jesus after this.
Oh, no, Nona Kalia is going to kill you.
Yeah. I'm guessing they won't listen to the podcast, though.
No, I don't think so. And I've closed about two doors. I'm about two rooms away.
So if we start here, like a stream of outraged Italian coming in the background, we know what's happening.
Yeah.
If these miniature Jesus are coming alive, then...
Yeah.
Are any of them plugged into the wall? Do they light up? That could be a problem.
The eyes are all staring at me right now.
Oh, God.
Where I go in the room.
Yep. Oh, bless. Well, we should start on with the proper interrogation. All right, are you ready?
Yep, go for
the
it.
The first question. Now, this is going to be redundant because we hardly ever talk. We normally interrogate straight people.
Yeah.
But do you have a crush on someone of the opposite sex?
Such as your husband. Just put it out there. Just a shot in the dark.
Apart from that...
Because I have to tell you, I haven't had a crush on my husband for some time.
Well, the funny thing is, we got together, there was conditions with that. I already knew that if ever he had a moment or an opportunity with Ricky Martin.
Yes.
He didn't even have to ask, so we've already got that clause.
Right, yeah, you've got to have your get-out-of-jail-free.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You got together in the 90s, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Those bog boys, they stick together, you know.
Yeah. Very closely.
I love that fags have a trade prenup.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, I had one with my boyfriend, which was with Daniel Craig, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went to interview him, and it got very awkward at home.
Oh, really? Yeah, mine was always Johnny Depp. If he ever turned up, then, yeah. Because, you know, it was likely.
Yes, yeah, it's so likely.
We'll tell that story to someone. They go, oh, we'll find it a bit weird. I go, I don't care. As long as I'm there with the camera, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, exactly. Oh, wow.
Well, do you know what? I was talking to Ricky Martin just the other day, actually, and the funniest thing, he said that that when he got together with his husband, his outlaws was Tim Campbell.
Oh, my God. Okay, can
That's really awkward.
Yeah.
That's the divorce right there.
So who's yours?
You see, I did have a bit of an RM crush as well, got to say. God.
Even now, even late period Ricky Martin?
No. You know what? I've got to admit, coming out Ricky is just the different Ricky.
He's not as good as it. Yeah.
He's become too much and too dramatic. He's like the gay Oprah. He's
too much. You're like, Sean, this is our year.
Yeah, just, you know, like one of his films, just shut up. Just show me your bod, show me your stuff, but shut up.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up and lift something heavy, Ricky.
Have you got
your failing career.
Have you got a girl crush, Tim?
The problem is, if you say girl crush, you go, yeah, gay, obviously. Like, you know, something like Jennifer Lopez and all that, yeah, gay.
Yeah.
I have to go with J-Lo, which is such the juice.
J-Lo.
You do love the Wogs, don't you?
Yeah.
You're mad for a bit of Latin meat.
I've always liked the darkies.
Darkies even on our podcast.
Hang on, Jesus is looking at me really.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I've got a thing for Diana Agron from Glee, but that's just... she looks like a Barbie doll. I'm going to dress her up.
Oh, no. Mine's Beyonce.
Yeah.
But that's everybody's.
That's
pretty much.
Yeah.
That's because you're a bottom and you know she's got a huge cock. Now, have you...
I'm still thinking about that.
Have you ever patched a girl not for work, Tim?
Back in the day when you had the girlfriends.
Oh, did you have girlfriends?
Yeah, in high school. See, I was in high school, I didn't do performing arts till like, you know, year 11, year 12. I was always a sports guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like the athletics champion and did soccer and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, I'm getting a chub.
Yeah.
I know, you're so Finn from Glee. But you can dance.
Yeah.
In tight pants and all.
Yeah, I have had to.
Was it terrible? Because I had girlfriends in my dark past, and that was like a catastrophe of Fukushima-sized proportions. It was terrible.
No, but, you know, we all do through the teenage, you go, I really like you and I really feel for you, but there's this weird, weird feeling going on. I don't understand all that kind of usual
stuff. Yeah.
And actually, I only discovered last year what the term gold star gay means too, by the way. So,
I don't know gold star gay. What's
that? This is, of course, the straight guy musical theatre knows all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
those two that exist. Gold star gay means you never had sex with a girl.
Oh, I'm gold star.
Oh, see, I always called that being a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're a mudblood.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That sounds so much dirtier outside of Harry Potter.
You know, I'm dating this room. What's worse than hell? I'm seriously, I've already got my ticket right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, we'll see you down there, Tim.
It sounds like fun, yeah.
All right.
Brown star gay, Tim Campbell.
All right, we're barely getting through these questions on the interrogation. Who's your favourite diva?
I'm a Joan Rivers fan at the moment.
Oh, Kevin. Good choice.
And also Kathy. I can watch Kathy Griffin specials over and over too.
Yes, she's heaven.
Which actually, can I just say, we met her really briefly once. Oh. And we ended up on season 3, episode, I think, 6 or 5, this is how proud I am, of the My Life on the D-List episode when she came to Australia.
But
get this, because Anth, we went and saw a stand-up, and I was always a fan, and Anth organised... Anyhow, that we could meet her backstage. She comes out with her camera crew, of course, asks us questions about what she can do in the show and can she talk about Olivia and blah, 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 blah. And then we watched it back, of course, the complete edit where we've got answers, you know, just kind of things, trying to find out what's gay in Sydney. Ant and I are kind of we're just not very good. Kind
of, you know, you're homebodies. You don't leave the house half the time.
We're just the suburban boys. That, at the end of it, cut back to her saying, those two gays were a waste of space.
Oh, no! Oh,
went to the front of my my show reel for 6 months. I love it.
Oh. that makes you love her more, doesn't it? Because you go, well,
oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
You were still the same person.
Her on her show, that's gold.
Yeah.
You've redeemed the gold star thing.
Yeah.
You've been dissed by Kathy Griffin. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Big cock. She has one. Yeah, anyhow.
Massive cock. Yeah. All right. Tim, what is your drag name?
Mine is Kismet Kingsclear.
What? Kismet what?
Kismet Kingsclear.
Kismet Kingsclear. Where did that come from?
It's Kingsclear Street back in Campbelltown, you know.
Oh, right.
But because I think I have to emphasise Kingsclear, so it's Kismet Kingsclear.
Right.
Yeah.
Kismet.
That's a typical drag queen, isn't it? It's not Kismet Kingsclear, it's Kismet Kingsclear.
Yeah. It's kind of, it dragged in the 16th century, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I like the musical theatre allusion to Kismet as well.
Yes.
Tick,
yes.
Double points. Don't worry, we haven't forgotten, we know. Right. Yeah. It's fine, but thanks for reminding us. That's good. That's excellent.
All right. Second last question. Popping pills or pumping iron?
Neither.
Baking.
I don't know. I still, even though I'm not on Home and Away, I still like to use my soapy two claws finger. No, I'm kidding. I don't like gyms, so I guess pills, but do you call Eminem's pills? I don't know.
Yeah.
So just a whole world of fat and sober.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
Oh, the gym's too much hard work. All right, finally, who should Tony Abbott go on a date with so he could become less confronted by the gays?
All right. I love Tony Abbott. God, he's great. I wish I was a stand-up comedian just because Tony Abbott's opposition leader.
Oh, yeah, gold.
He's hilarious.
I reckon, you know what? I reckon George Pell.
Archbishop George.
I say this in the presence of Jesus as if he hasn't gone there.
You know what I've got in my mind? I've got a vision in my mind of you meeting Kathy Griffin and her going, those two gays are a waste of space. Yeah. The camera pans across and there's Tony Abbott and George Pell going, love cometh us to Stonewall. We'll show you around. There's a great show. Kismet Kingsclear is doing Midnight at the Shift. Let's go.
He's got a gayer accent than me, seriously.
Tim Campbell, you have been a delicious delight.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It's been great. Thank you so much for having me. Lots of fun.
Yeah, thank you for damning your own soul.
Finally, I can... I love hell. I love hell.
Well, when you ask and I get a witness, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, bless you. Big air kisses, darling. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
I'm going to go and have coffee with the grandparents now.
Right. Okay, great.
Buona sera.
Wash your hands first.
Tell Nono I think he's got a hot ass. Thanks, Tim.
He's a clear, he probably does. Oh, no.
No more hangers!
Talk poofy to me.
Is this a career high for you, Kel?
Oh dear, we're talking to Kel Wilson. Hilarious. Who's allowed to talk to us?
Kel is taking part in some bizarre media stunt where she's only communicating through social network things.
Social media.
Social media, so like Twitter or Skype or whatever. And so we said, come and be a guest because that'll make amazing radio.
Yeah. Since you can't actually speak.
She can't actually speak.
So what is
it? Not afraid to push the boundaries.
So it's a pig noise for no.
No, a pig noise for yes.
Pig noise for yes.
No.
And a the sheep for yes.
Sheep.
No, you can't.
No, sheep.
You can't ask, is it a noise yes?
Yeah,
or no,
yeah.
And then get the noise. You're stuck in a logical loop.
Give us the yes noise. Okay, the pig right. noise for yes and the sheep noise for no.
Is it a pig or is it a frog?
Yeah.
And she will type any long form answers into Twitter.
So Kel, you have been selected for an interrogation. We have a list of searching gay questions to ask you.
Mm.
So there's quite a list. Were there any in particular that you wanted to? Oh no, that we need yes or no answers.
Well, did you want question one?
Question one.
Yes. All right. Okay. All right. Question one is, do you have a same-sex crush?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And, I'm just checking Twitter. Who would it be? I can hear the typing. Just trying to make one up.
It'd be ironic if the answer was Babe, wouldn't it?
Wilbur.
Katie Lang and Deanne Smith.
Oh. Greedy, that's two.
Yeah. That is two.
You can't get spit roasted if you're a lesbian.
You can't get spit roasted. It's just sort of like, it's like a beef Wellington. You're just smothered.
It's more like beef tartare.
All raw and pink.
Ugh. All right, number two, Kel. Have you ever pashed a member of the same sex?
Oh, yes.
Yes, she has lady pashed. She has lady pashed.
Lady pashed.
There we go.
Oh, she said it's a rap about the...
It's a rap. Yeah.
Takes a while for the internet to catch up.
Are we quicker than the internet?
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not.
Got to be quicker than something, geez.
All right, what about... how are we going to play this game? This is hard. Because you know the game Marry, Fuck or Kill. She just said the timing is great on Twitter. Marry, fuck or kill. Which of us, Adam, Scott or Toby, would you marry, fuck or kill? You can type that into Twitter if you like. Take your time. What are you saying? This is some sort of breach of protocol. Her brain is about to explode.
It's like a fucking Disney cartoon at Kel's house, singing and animals. And
it's like a really sort of Royal Show meets Fantasia.
It is a bit, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
A tweet up.
Yes, what's the
Marry
answer?
Marry Toby.
Oh, I would too, Kel.
Fuck Scott.
Oh, of course, good answer.
And kill me because I'm the most succulent. It will be the best eating. I'm telling you, Kel, I've got crackling that goes on for days.
I think you just got rammed then.
Yeah.
All right, Kel, this is your chance. Question four. Mm-hmm. Is there something about gayness or homosexuality that you're curious about or confused by? Have you got any gay-related questions that need clearing up? This is your chance.
Oh.
This is your chance to jump in. Yes.
Yes. Oh, there's clearly something that's really been bothering her about the gays.
The gays.
The gays.
I love the gays. Oh, dear.
That's clearly... something that's been bothering me about the gays, too. Yeah, and it's that.
Kel, how are you making those sound effects? I just had a sudden flash. I thought, shit, she's got an actual pig. She's just tormenting you, just stabbing it with a fork every time she wants to agree with something.
Oh, dear.
You know what? They should have played Blankety Blanks this way.
Yeah.
They should have just had Ugly Dave Gray and Nolene Brown sharing a pig. Just poking
and just have
pig.
A fork. Give each of them a fork.
Yeah.
Just a gently prod.
And then downstairs, Stuart Wagstaff with the sheep just going, man.
Okay, first question. What is it about Kylie? Kel, we don't even understand the
name. No, we don't. And I do actually happen to know, Kel Wilson, that your husband is a massive Kylie fan. So maybe we're not the ones to be asking.
Kylie is like, it's like gravity. I don't know why, but I just accept it's true.
There's something weirdly... She looks like we thought we looked when we were 14 and wearing our parents' dresses.
Oh. Yes.
You know what, she looks like the Astrid. She looks like someone who would drive you around all night.
Yes.
You know? Yes.
And have you seen, because she's always hanging out with homos. It's like, she's, oh my God, she's totally my best friend. If I met Kylie, she would love me.
She would love me totally. But she looks totally like someone that you could be, you know, sitting around out the front of Circuit with and just go, Kylie, I left my wallet at home and I'm thirsty.
Yeah. And in response to, Raquel said, it is true that her husband likes Kylie, but he still pokes her.
Ah, right. She also... Like you're poking the pig.
She also wants to know how we go with double pash rash, because stubble tears your face up. How do boys deal with double pash rash?
That's actually a good question.
Do you know what? I think this is the reason for so much designer stubble, because when it's a little, just a little bit long, it doesn't hurt as much as when it's short and spiky. Mm.
Yes. And also it creates a bit of a barrier for yourself anyway.
Yeah.
But you can get the Velcro effect. So. just on faces either.
Hey! Okay.
I manage this by, I haven't pashed my husband in 8 years. We just have our special sheet with some strategic holes in the middle of it.
Are you Jewish?
It's like a foldaway glory hole.
A camping glory hole.
So that's how we manage that. We just dodge it.
Cal has just said sexy angry Velcro.
Yeah, the best card.
It is so weird doing an interview where I can hear her laughing, but she's not allowed to speak.
So strange. Yes.
Jesus.
It's like being on Hey Hey at the moment.
It's like communicating with Mari Trigoni. Yeah. Right on, Daryl and Aussie.
All right, we should have one final question.
One more question.
Go for?
This has been bizarrely successful.
It has been very bizarre. Mm.
This could really take off. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see Oprah Skyping with with Tom Cruise.
Oprah could afford real pigs.
She would have real pigs. Everybody, look under your chair. It's a pig. Everybody, get the pig.
And Gail will be behind them with her finger just poking them. All right. What's your drag name?
What's your drag name, Cal? Final question. What is your drag name?
And it can't be Oink or Bag.
This is Scott's drag name.
It's hard to spell, but I get a lot of gigs.
It looks terrible on a marquee. Oh, are you ready for Cal's drag name?
Okay. What is it?
Audrey Wodonga.
Oh, yes! Oh, beautiful.
That is amazing. You've been thinking about that for days.
That's great. Yeah.
That is great.
Thank you so much, Cal Wilson, for being our guest on Interrogation.
Thanks, Cal.
I think she's saying thank you back.
I think that means thank you.
The planet literally swarms with all sorts of strange creatures.
Cal Wilson, are you sitting comfortably in the interrogation chamber?
Yes. Very comfortable with some unusual nodules.
Yes. Oh, really?
It's a pleasure to be talking with you this time, as opposed to communicating via the medium of sheep.
Yes.
Yeah, as well. And also quite appropriately, I've just spent the last 20 minutes chasing a naked man around my house.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's only two, though.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't put his nappy on. But
well, that just shows how advanced he is if he can use Gaydar at that age.
Yeah.
He's a prodigy.
Oh, dear me. Now, Cal, should we get the pleasantries out of the way? Are you doing a show for the Comedy Festival?
I am.
Oh, tell us.
What's it called?
It's called The Great and Tender, and it's about procrastinating. And it's on at the Vic Spa and the Victoria Hotel. And each night I try and find the biggest procrastinator in the room, whether it's me, because I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience.
Right. Well, we are also on at the Vic Spa doing Talking Poofy at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights.
So if you come into your show on a Sunday morning and there's three fags passed out underneath the stage moaning softly, then that's us.
Just carry on. Just do the show. Brilliant. Step over us.
Sweep up. Move along.
Just bring some more tea and maybe some Dettol and just carry on.
I'll treat you as my big gay drunken beanbag.
Yeah.
Not for the first time.
No.
Now, we are going to interrogate you.
Yes.
We have some interrogatory questions. All right. Mm. So are you ready?
Right. Right? Yes.
All right. Insert dramatic music here. Let's start off easy. Let's start with an easy one. Cal Wilson, which village person are you?
I am the Indian because I love a big headdress.
Ah, yes.
I would have made it with my own glue gun. I would have been. I would have done a better job than he did on his, frankly.
Yeah.
It did get a little ropey towards the end, the headdress. Yeah. Didn't it? There were like some magpie feathers and bits of hair.
Missing.
But if you'd made it, Kelly, it wouldn't have been feathers. It would have been like doll's arms.
Yeah. It would have had. It would have had flashing lights and it would have had probably a sheep noise. And
because you do a lot of craft, don't you? You're like mad for gluing shit together.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love gluing shit to shit. It's my favourite thing.
Didn't you just do like an art exhibition of your glue gun business?
Shiny shit. Yes, it's on at the Footscray Community Art Centre and it's called a tiny exhibition of shiny things. And it's exactly what it says.
Oh, wow.
And all my old show posters. So you get to see me in all my incarnations. Of long brunette hair and no top. And a little blonde haircut, and I look like Tintin.
Yes!
That's right, I feel like Captain Haddock most of the time myself.
Yeah. Oh, he was hot, I feel like him too.
Oh, really?
Oh, sorry, not that one.
It's the polar neck and the pipe, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll be your fisherman friend.
question two for the interrogation. You move in certain circles. Has a gaybo or lesbot ever written you a fan letter? What's your stock like in the community?
I think gay people seem to like me, I believe. My favourite thing ever was, you know, the Top Twins.
Yes.
The Kiwi icon yodeling lesbian twins. They came and saw me once in a show. I was playing Alice in Wonderland, and Linda Top came out to me afterwards and went, "Just so you know, all the girls want to fuck Alice."
That is so disturbing on so many levels. Oh, yes, you can go down my rabbit hole.
Oh. All the girls want to fuck Alice.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed and flattered and a little bit frightened.
Yeah, that's a bit terrifying.
Now, listen, this is an opportunity for you. This is sort of a question with a question. Is there anything about gay world, homosexuality, that we can clear up for you? Is there any nagging doubts or questions in your mind?
Why?
This is your chance. Yes.
Well, you already established, Kylie. You've explained that to me in detail, and I get that now. Why do we fall in love with you?
Oh, ladies. God.
Why do the little nerdy teenage girls, of which I was one, why is our gaydar so wonky that the only boys we ever fall in love with have boyfriends?
Did you have your heart broken as a teenager?
Not broken, but I did spend an hour and a half at a party trying to pick up a guy before I realised he had his arm around another man's neck and was playing with his ear.
You've really got to work on your social cues.
Well, yeah, I think we've pretty much established now why that happens, Cal.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to parties in a blindfold, then that sort of stuff is going to happen.
I was doing my best and he just wasn't responding. I think Patrick was just going more and more, "Oh, look, I'm going to have to make this more obvious. I'm going to have to get into your trousers for him to actually notice that."
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
So it was like having full-on anal in front of him. You were like, "So do you want to get a drink sometime?"
Did that guy stop bumming you off? Do you want to go out for dinner?
There's a lot of room on that couch. You don't have to sit so close
for it. I think it's because it's, we're non-threatening. And up to a certain age, women are only attracted to men that won't penetrate them. Because it's like, you know, they're kind of technically scared of it.
There's a certain class of person that attracts girls who have a fear of cock.
Yeah.
That sort of have that transition in between ponies and actual men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Bieber or Adam Hills. that sort of thing, you know?
That's why so many teenage girls are obsessed with Josh Thomas.
That's right. He's not an actual penis.
No, he's got a Ken doll mound.
do you think that in our own little hearts too, that we go, but I might be the girl that's just boyish enough and androgynous enough to make him go, oh, well, all right, just this once.
Yes.
And that's why gay guys hit on straight tradies all the time.
Yeah.
The mirror image.
Yes.
We're all desperately hopeful.
Yes.
I love the optimism.
But it's true. Whether you're a gay man or a straight woman, you always want more what you can't have.
Yeah.
Like there's that kind of, oh, you're taboo, I won't be able to get you, so you're so attractive.
Yeah. Oh.
Or is
I'm
going
to write to you, serial killer.
Or maybe you didn't get enough love as a child, Cal, and you're just like, you know, I just need men who've rejected me before they've met me.
Yeah.
I think it's probably just the scared of cock thing. I think it's probably what
it is. There's your comedy festival show next week. Cal Wilson is scared of cock.
It's all right. I got over it. Aversion therapy.
Yeah.
Now this might actually lead into the next question, Kel.
Okay.
What are you going to confess on your special Oprah episode?
Mm.
When you're invited on, what will be your great revelation?
Yeah.
All right, my great revelation will be my first love.
Oh. Yes.
The first people that I had a crush on, my first crush was Basil Brush. My second crush was Mr. Spock.
Oh, wow.
And my third was Frankenfurter.
Oh, see, I can understand the Frankenfurter.
No, yeah. I see what's going on here, Cal. This is your love of the glue gun. All of those people have things adhered to them with glue.
That's really insightful, Adam.
Spock had his stuck on ears.
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm
just
looking my to think about this. You're absolutely right.
Were you sniffing glue at that age?
Basil Brush. What was it about Basil Brush that made you go,
We like practicing signing your married name, Cal Brush.
Yeah.
Cal Brush.
See, I think it's this attraction to gay men. You saw something with a man's hand up its ass, and you went, that's for me.
Look, Scott, gay men is a step up. At least they're human.
Yeah.
At least they're alive. It's not like Cal is going out to dinner with a sock anymore.
Yeah.
You've vacillated from vast extremes. Like Basil Brush, who would laugh at anything, smacking his head on the desk, to Mr. Spock, who's emotionally shut down, and then off to a transvestite.
Put them together and they are my ideal man.
Oh, it's like a porno version of Michael Bentine's potty tie.
Yes.
Your ideal man is an emotionally unavailable transvestite. Puppet.
Your ideal man is Mr. Spock in women's underwear with a big tail.
Oh, I can't wait to tell my husband. He's going to be so pleased. It's a pretty good description of him, actually. And then Cal got divorced.
All right, final question, and we've left the biggest one to last.
Mm-hmm.
It's the elephant in the room, so let's just answer it. Beyonce or Gaga?
Oh, look, I'd like to say Lady Gaga, but really I have to say Beyonce, because Gaga just needs to cheer up.
Yeah. She does. She's very earnest, isn't she?
Oh, she's so earnest. Look, you're dressing in meat. At least look like you're enjoying it.
See, I thought you would have liked Gaga, because she's mad for a glue gun.
She does like gluing shit onto
it. At least you might have glued something together. I'm happy about it.
Imagine what you could glue onto Gaga, Cal.
Oh.
Everything. I could glue Beyonce onto Gaga.
Gaga yay. That's great. If you liked it, then you should have put a meat bikini on it.
Oh, God. Cal Wilson, that has been hilarious fun.
Oh, yes.
I'm spent.
Oh, my. That was exhausting.
Yes.
Go and have a lie down and cuddle some under things. Sew a googly eye onto something.
Go and get my genuine Basil Brush that I have sitting on the sideboard.
Oh my God.
He's a bit splayed. That's the only disturbing thing about him. His legs go out at right angles.
Oh, right.
I'm not saying anything.
No,
I'm not saying anything.
Just put Digby to bed and go, it's mummy's time now.
Come out, brushy.
Oh, celebrities.
They're so celebrity.
Celebrity filled. It's going to look good on the sheet, like all the names in this episode.
Yeah.
We'll get heaps of hits.
Absolutely.
People will be adding us.
And I am constantly surprised what people will actually open up and tell us.
I know. I love it.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it?
If you are a celebrity listening to this and you want to be on this show, stop calling.
We should probably tell them that we podcast it.
Yeah, that people actually listen.
That it actually goes out there and people can hear it.
Yeah. There are four fucking poofters in Brisbane who are scandalised to learn of your indiscretion, Michaela Banners.
Oh, dear. There'll be more poofcast next week.